Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
For many years, the United Nations has been conniving to devise a way to impose direct taxes on the American people so the UN will not have to depend on congressional appropriations. If that ever happens, it would make the UN an enormously powerful organization. It would truly give us world government over which we Americans would have no control. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma has just discovered that the UN Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, called the OECD, which receives a fourth of its big budget from the United States, is trying to set up a system whereby the United Nations would levy direct taxes on the American people. Senator Inhofe says it's ridiculous that we would support such a group. Senator Inhofe has introduced a bill he calls the Exit the OECD Act because, as he said, I refuse to allow American tax dollars to support organizations that aim to hurt the U.S. taxpayers and lobby to tax Americans. Incidentally, the OECD bureaucrats, like other U.N. bureaucrats, receive their salaries tax-free, yet they consistently push for higher taxes on us. Now, you may think you are paying high taxes, but in the world at large, the United States is considered a low-tax country. That's a main reason why our economy is so powerful and so prosperous. Other countries are jealous of us, and they want to force us into their practice of imposing higher taxes. Other countries impose high taxes in order to pay for an extravagant social welfare system and for the extravagant habits of their corrupt totalitarian dictators. I suggest that you ask your members of Congress to pass a resolution stating that if the United Nations ever imposes any kind of direct tax on Americans, that will be the day when the United States pulls out of the United Nations.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The attacks by the UN on American liberty and sovereignty must not continue. Please write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for up-to-date information on the United Nations. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or visit our website at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says the government is like a baby's alimentary canal, with a happy appetite at one end and no responsibility at the other, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there.
Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We're not learning anything, really, about the meeting that was held in, what are you laughing at, Jeff? You can tell how well prepared I am, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I started to say we're learning a little bit more about this meeting that was held in Canada, but actually it was so secretive nobody talks about it. We don't know yet anything about it except that Howard Phillips is chairman of the coalition to block this North American Union. And he held a news conference about this secret meeting. They were up there. There was like a couple thousand people there that were protesting this thing, and Howard Phillips was one of them. He said, our message is to tear down this wall of silence and let the people see what you're scheming to do. Phillips said, here they are behind closed doors, the leaders of Mexico, Canada, and the United States, and they're setting the stage for the first, a North American community, and ultimately a North American Union. Now, I don't know the difference, and we've discussed this before, the difference between a North American community and a North American Union. But anyway, apparently it's a technical thing, kind of like premises and property, all right? Well, they go on, and he says, this new transnational body would gain authority over our economy, our judiciary, and our lawmaking institutions. And then he says, in Europe, border control has been surrendered. Each person who enters one EU country is free to travel through any and all of the others with virtually no restrictions. That is what the elites of the United States, Canada, and Mexico have in mind for us. Connie Fogel was on the program with him. She is leader of the Canadian Action Party, and she says the SPP is a hostile takeover of the apparatus of democratic government and an end to the rule of law. There has been kind of a coup d'etat over the government operations in Canada, USA, and Mexico. Tom DeWeese was there. He's with the American Policy Center. He says, beware bonds between government and private international corporations. They come with government power to tax, the government power to enforce a policy, and the government's power to enforce eminent domain. Such a process allows the private companies to be more than government-sanctioned monopolies, answerable to no one. He says he calls it corporate fascism. Now, at this meeting, we had many of the international corporations, the multinational corporations, so to speak, some from United States, Mexico, and Canada. But if you look at those corporations, and I don't have the details here, but you'll find that they're all the same. In other words, you can go to Mexico, you can go to Brazil, you can go to Argentina. And I say those three countries because I've been there and I've seen Shell Oil Company at all of them. Okay? You can go to Brazil, you can go to Colorado, and you can go to Australia, and you'll see Swift Company there. I've seen them all. So these multinational corporations, they're all the same people, more or less. Anyhow, in Europe, border control has been surrendered. Each person who, I said that, I think, didn't I, who enters the EU country is free to travel with no restrictions, and that's what they have in mind for us. Anyway, Connie Fogel says that the SPP is a hostile takeover, and Tom DeWeese then went on to say that this is corporate fascism. Roman Herzog was there. He was former president of Germany, and he says he now realizes that Germany has essentially lost its independence to the European Union. Bob Park is founder of Veterans for a Secure Border. He says American soldiers, sailors, and Marines and airmen swear to protect and defend the United States Constitution, not some borderless mishmash, some elitist pipe dream, some giveaway of the only thing we can preserve, our liberty, our sovereign nation, our form of government, our way of life, and our nation's unique culture that makes America, America. Congressman Walter B. Jones, he is a Republican from North Carolina, an original sponsor of the House Concurrent Resolution, Resolution 40, which opposes the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway. He says Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution explicitly states that Congress, not the executive branch, has the power to regulate commerce with foreign nations. Many SPP working group meetings are held in secret, and the public, the press, the members of Congress have no opportunity to participate or conduct oversight. And then the articles close like this. He said, when Patriot Nathan Hale proclaimed that, and he was just about to be executed by the British, he said, I regret that I have but one life to give to my country. He said he wasn't referring to Mexico or to Canada. Anyway, there's quite a bit of opposition to this North American Union, and at the meeting, the protesters, apparently the it's an interesting article that and I didn't get to see the pictures. A television station up in Canada did this, but the protesters were there, and they had some protesters that were going to throw rocks, and come to find out they were police plants. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, I was just about to tell you a little story, but I didn't really have all of the details concerning this protest that was held in Canada when the Three Amigos were up there at their Three Amigos Summit. And there was a couple thousand protesters there, although the officials said it was like a couple of hundred, but apparently, and I'll take our people's word on that, just as literally over what the politicians have to say. But anyway, it was to be a very, democratic kind of a protest. And some thugs showed up wearing masks or had bandanas,
Bandits.
Bandits, yes. Like they're going to hold up a stagecoach.
Right.
And they had rocks in their hands. And now, Jeff, you saw the video.
I did see the video this morning, and that's pretty much what we saw. Is we saw three guys in black with masks, with rocks in their hands, break through a line or come into an area where there were several peaceful protesters, grandma and grandpa types, elderly types, people concerned about what's going on who are just there to make their opposition known. They weren't there to incite violence, but that's what these three guys were there to do. And the peaceful protesters just immediately called them out and said, "Hey, you guys with rocks in your hands, you're cops, get out of here." And they just really came down on these guys. "You're not a part of us. You go plan your own protest somewhere else." And they were shouting at these guys. And behind all of this activity of one group of protesters calling out another group were just a very large line of SWAT team cops, official cops, guys with masks and gear, and they were there to stop any violence.
The Canadian Royal Mounties, they were...
they weren't on horses, but they certainly had arms. And nonetheless, this one fella gentleman who was a peaceful protester just would not stop until these guys got out of there. And he just kept saying, "Take off your mask. You're a cop. You're not one of us." And these guys wouldn't take off their mask. At one point in the video, you saw one of these masked bandits lean over and talk to one of the guys that were in the riot gear, one of the Canadian cops. And it wasn't long after that that these three masked bandits looked like they were being drug away because they were resisting arrest by these Canadian cops, when in fact what it looked like to me was they were saying, hey, get us out of here. These guys are going to kill us if you guys don't get us out of here. So the cops kind of took the bandits back across the police line and shoved them in cop cars as if to say, we got the bad guys. But really, I think they were getting their own out of there before they got it good. Now,
did you see their shoes? Did you see that? Did you read that?
No, I didn't see their shoes, didn't read that.
Well, you should have looked at their shoes. Steve, do we have another minute?
We're inside of a minute here, but I'm not sure that their shoes were shown in the video.
Yeah, the release I have on it said when they arrested them, they made them get down on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and their shoes, they had marks on the bottom of their shoes, and the cop that kneeled down with them had exactly the same kind of shoes on.
How about that?
Okay, let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
More on the National Animal Identification System. You know, we've talked about how the government, the federal government, says, oh, there's nothing mandatory about this. This is all a voluntary program. Yet when the states receive this money, and by the way, the states have received, the USDA has spent over $100 million trying to get farmers and ranchers to sign up their premises. Well, the Fed says, well, it's voluntary at the federal level. But if you're going to get part of your $100 million, you're going to have to pass a bill in your state that says it's not voluntary, it is mandatory. They've done this in Michigan, and I don't know, there's three or four of the states that have done it. But then in some of these other states where they have not passed such legislation, and there's a lot of rebellion going on about this thing. They're buying the states to get them to pull these shenanigans. And in certain of the western states where they have good, and I say good brand laws, because there's good brand laws and then there's just brand laws. In the state of Missouri, we have a brand law. We have a brand book. You can register your brand, which is fine, but we don't have brand inspectors. So it doesn't mean anything. All it's good for is just identification. If your cattle show up someplace at a sale barn, you can say, yep, they're mine, right there's my brand. But as far as them coming through a sale barn in Colorado or New Mexico or some of these other states, when they come through the sale ring, they've got to have a brand inspector certificate on them. Now, let's go back to this. These brands, in Missouri, I think we renew our brand every 5 years. Most states do that. Sometimes, I think some states, maybe you can go longer than that. But the idea is, these brands, there's just so many brands that you can use. And if a rancher goes out of business or a family sells a ranch or something, they're not going to need that brand anymore. So once it is not renewed, then that brand is available for someone else. I just talked to a good friend of mine this morning that's moving from Colorado to New Mexico. And he was talking about all the problems he had getting his brand registered in New Mexico. And he said, they don't have a brand like mine in New Mexico. Colorado has a tremendous brand law, and they put a brand on a cow. In fact, when we used to report to markets like markets ought to be reported, we would give the hide market occasionally. And they always differentiate between cow hides and then Colorado branded hides, because there's so much of a brand on a Colorado hide. I mean, there's no way you can not read the brand. But anyway, they didn't have his brand in New Mexico. And he said it was just a burdensome thing. They just harassed him. And finally, he got one of the brand inspectors. He said, we've got to do something about this. And I don't know, they called somebody that knew something. And he said the next day he had his brand registered in New Mexico. He said, boy, that Colorado brand, he said, that's a brand inspector's dream. He said, you can see that cow running 40 miles an hour at a quarter of a mile away and read the brand on her. Well, anyway, so here we are in one of these states. I believe it's Idaho, isn't it? I should have made a note of that. But it was time to renew the brand. And as I mentioned, I know they did this in a couple of other states, too. I think North Dakota was one of them. They sneaked in there a little place to sign. And if you didn't read all the fine print, and see, these people have been doing this for years. They've been ranching all their lives, every 3 or 5 years, whatever it is. They fill this thing out. Yep, we're using that brand. Send them $10, and hey, you're back in business again. So they just signed the thing. But what they signed was the fact that they were signing up for the National Animal Identification System and a premises registration. Once they found that out, they wanted off the hook. Now, this particular couple's Calvin and Carol Whitaker. They got their name and premise registration removed from the National Animal Identification System. Now, when they completed their, and I've explained this already, when they completed their brand registration renewal form, they received the letter from the Idaho Department of Agriculture informing them that their ranch had been registered in the NAIS. Immediately, Carol contacted the State Department of Agriculture and requested that the Whitaker premises be removed from the NAIS. She was told that once a premises was registered, it could not be removed. Now, let's move along here very quickly. I've got about a minute left on this. I'm not going to get through it anyway. But anyway, the Liberty Ark Coalition worked on behalf of Carol and Calvin Whitaker. They confronted the USDA and asked why the Whitaker's premises could not be removed from the database if the programs were truly voluntary. The USDA recognized the position they were in, claiming a voluntary program while forbidding people who were registered without their knowledge to remove the property from the database. So the USDA relented and created a procedure for people to get their premises removed. Okay, we'll be right back and show you how the thinking of these bureaucrats actually are. And it might not be National Animal Identification System. It can be any other of their bureaucratic bungling that they carry on. But, hey, they don't cooperate. And we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
35 years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646. The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says no amount of learning can cure stupidity, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now back to the Whitakers and their brand registration. And the fact that the Idaho Department of Agriculture was sneaky and made it look like they were just signing the brand renewal, and in the process, in the fine print, they were also signing up to have their property called a premises as far as the animal identification system is concerned. Now, they went back and they fought this thing, and as I said, the feds say, oh, this is a voluntary program at the national level. Well, if they can say that, then why can't you get your name off of there if they didn't want it registered? Okay, the Whitakers then received official notice, June the 6th, 2007, that their property had been removed from the NAIS. Now, I wonder if it has. You see this official notice. Now, how do you know it's been removed? Because here's what I'm going on. I had my Social Security number taken off of my driver's license. And I said, now, get it out of the database. Oh, we can't do that. So I'd almost bet you that is still, I'll bet that number is still somewhere. I don't know. Anyhow, just to show you how these sneaky son of a guns are, Idaho's Department of Agriculture registered up to 20,000 properties without the owner's knowledge. John Chatburn, C-H-A-T-B-U-R-N, he's deputy administrator of the Division of Animal Identification. He said there is no plan to notify these people that there is now a procedure for them to opt out of the NAIS. He said that his department has no printed material explaining the opt-out procedure, nor is there any plan to provide printed material. The Idaho Department of Agriculture has no information on its website about the opt-out procedure. Now, you would think every farm publication in Idaho or in the country would carry this information. I'll bet they don't. Because, hey, they're probably getting paid to promote animal identification, and they wouldn't dare buck the crowd, all right? The governor there in Idaho is named Butch Otter, and he was presented with three specific questions. Number one, will the governor ask the Department of Agriculture to notify those 20,000 people who were registered without their knowledge as to how they may get their names and property removed from the database? Number two, will the governor ask the Department of Agriculture to post the opt-out procedure on the Department of Agriculture's website? And number three, if not, why not? After a week of calling the governor's office for a response, John Hannon, H-A-N-I-N, I guess, the governor's press secretary, finally offered the governor's response. Here's what he said. The issue is under review. Check with the Department of Agriculture in about 30 days. Can you believe these idiots? Idaho residents, and we do have some affiliates in Idaho. I'll give you a telephone number here. It's 208-332-8540. 208-332-8540. And ask if their property was registered without their knowledge. And if so, demand that their names and property be removed. People in other states can find the NAS coordinator in their state and ask what the procedure required to have property removed from the national and state database. Now, see, we've had people that call us and say, how do we get our name off of here? And I say, I don't know that you can. Well, now, apparently you can. And the thing to do is now's the time to do it. As I mentioned a while ago, the USDA has spent $100 million with these states and with organizations like the 4-H and FFA groups, getting these kids to go out and get people to sign up or sign up their own farm. Even though the USDA continues to claim that NAIS is voluntary, they provide grants to states to require a mandatory program, as we have just mentioned. The Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johannes, contends that he has the authority to make NAIS mandatory whenever he wishes. It's a free, democratic society that we live in called this great republic. We the people, by the people, and for the government. That's Jeff showed me something during the commercial break. We were talking about these hoodlums that were involved in...
Hooligans.
Hooligans that were involved in this protest in Canada. And I said, did you see the shoes? And he hadn't noticed the shoes, but you've got a picture of the boots.
I did find a picture of their boots, and those masked bandits shop at the same place that the cops do, apparently, because they do have matching
identical
shoes. I'll post that picture to Studio C. That's the blog that I use for Derry's website. We put phones, phone numbers and names and contact information in Studio C. You can get to that by going to DerryBrownfield.com.
But it's so obvious. These cops have these guys down on the ground, handcuffed, and so their feet are sticking back with the bottom of the shoes showing, or their boots, actually. And then the cop is down on his knees holding them down, so to speak.
Their shoes are side by side in the photograph, and
yeah,
they're matching identical shoes. Yeah.
There is no doubt but what they bought them at the same place.
Right.
Anyway, yesterday I got a call from our good friend Wanda. We've talked about these hazard mitigation plans before. But FEMA, well, it's not just FEMA. If you read my article on how the bankers want our land as collateral for these multi-trillion dollar indebtedness that other countries have, and not just us, but other countries as well. They want our property, and FEMA is going to be one of the big ways that they're going to get the property that is not under the wilderness areas or the National Animal Identification System. And we've been watching, if you've had your television set on, and you know, I get conversations from a lot of people, not a lot of people, but occasionally somebody calls and say, you know, Derry, we don't even have a television set anymore. We got so disgusted with it. We read and we do these other things. And my own family, that's homeschooling the kids, they just turn theirs on just for minutes at a time. There's certain programs that they watch. But if you've had the news on, you've watched these flooded areas. Southwest Missouri, we didn't get a drop. Yeah, I did get a drop. I emptied my rain gauge and I got 4 or 5 drops out of mine. But Southwest Missouri got like a foot of rain the other day. I believe it was Monday morning. I'm not sure what day it was. But anyway, just this week, a foot of rain. You just don't get a foot of rain anymore. Now, that's still down in that Oklahoma area. Oklahoma City is flooded. You see pictures of people floating around in boats in downtown Oklahoma City. Now, FEMA has this multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan in almost every county in the country. There's a few exceptions. Dent County in Missouri would not go along with the hazard mitigation plan because that's where Wanda lives, and she convinced the commissioners, hey, this is something we don't want. There's two counties in Arkansas that a lady that works with Wanda got out of the mitigation plan or didn't get put in. And then in New Mexico, and these are old buddies, Otero County, where GB is, and GB and Janet and some of those people there got that killed. And Catron County, that's where they have always been a holdout as far as the federal government's concerned. So they don't have the hazard mitigation plan, but practically all counties all over the country do. Now, as Wanda says, when you're looking at the flooded areas on TV, and if that county is in the FEMA hazard mitigation plan area, then you're looking at property that won't be built on again or rebuilt without FEMA permits. They're going to take control of that. Just look what they did in New Orleans. When the county accepts federal assistance, the way the plan reads, that can happen whether any money is exchanged or not. That means the international building codes. Now, we're talking here, we've discussed this in detail back months ago, but there's international building codes. I'm sure the European Union's involved, Australia, many of these other countries are. You're going to have to build back in these flooded areas according to these international laws. Now, let's stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we're back. Now back to this FEMA thing and building codes. In these flooded areas, if that county has signed into this hazard mitigation plan, and it probably has, because 90-some percent of the counties around the country have, then FEMA is going to tell these people what they can do. The international building codes are going to be the order of the day. And we talked about this in great detail some months ago, about how with the international building codes, you can only do certain things certain ways, etc. I'm not going into all of that now. I've got a whole book here on international building codes. But it means that FEMA can disallow any rebuilding and designate the area as a floodplain. And then Wanda says, what's unknown at this time is whether FEMA can just arbitrarily declare the floodplain or whether they have to wait for an official remapping of the area. Either way, she says, the usage will belong to FEMA should FEMA want it. The HMP, that's the Hazard Mitigation Plan, calls for massive land acquisition, and the areas are to be protected for infinity. So here we go. Is this another way to collateralize the national debt? I don't know, but it sure looks spooky, doesn't it? The Hazard Mitigation Plan calls for the rebuilding be done under the auspices of sustainable communities planning and regulations. Now, she's getting all this off FEMA's website. So you can do the same thing. If you, as we've said time and time again, I don't want you to believe a word I say. I want you to prove me wrong. But I know she does wonderful work as far as digging into this information. And, hey, it's a little bit on the spooky side again. Now, yesterday, they had on Fox, on the Cavuto show on Fox, they showed these homes built along a seashore. Actually, it was on an island. And they, the houses got wiped out, and now they're rebuilding. And they had a guest on there to say whether this was good or not. Hey, if somebody wants to build in a floodplain, let them. I don't see a thing wrong with that. But they need to invest their own money. The government shouldn't have anything to do with it. And this is what they were arguing about. Not once did Cavuto say, well, let them build if they want to spend their own money on it, if it's going to blow away or wash away. Hey, it's their problem. But here the government apparently is coming in and helping rebuild these homes where you know it's going to happen again. I mean, we don't know that it's going to happen again. It may never rain again. At least that's the way it looks at our place right now. But sooner or later, the Lord will send the rains in due season. And once again, those houses that they're building, and these are nice homes. I mean, they're, you know, they're high dollar houses. They'll get hit again. But if somebody wants to do that, it's free country. No, not anymore. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property. And don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include a string of 66 black and black baldies and some red white-faced cows, good ages, bred to black bulls. They'll start calving in September. Sarah Farms are bringing them in. Danny Cowles will be in with 60 head of fancy Angus cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in the spring. June Reynolds will be selling 40 head of black and black baldy 3 to 6 year old spring calvers. Bethany Tillman has a 30 head set of Charlet cows bred to Angus bulls, and they'll start calving in September. John Nunn will sell some 25 head of black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows. They have big calves by their side, 300 pounders at least, and they've been running back with Angus bulls. Snyder Farms may be in with a 50 head set of spring calvers. Now, these are just a few of the listings that'll be selling this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, and I have a lot of information to get through today. We're not going to get it all done, but we do know that the cops had plants all wearing the same boots there in Canada. Anyhow, you wouldn't think the Canadian Rocky Mounted Police would want to do that, would you? You'd think they'd know better. It's a wonder they didn't have a little clover, maple leaves on the bottom of those boots. Anyway,
they were imports
made in China. Did you see where the Chinese, and here I go off subject again, were they were taking used chopsticks and repackaging them and reselling them?
Makes me want to use my fingers.
I never did get to where I could eat with the darn things. I tried when I was over in Taiwan. Some of those.
But you ate meat on a stick over there. Did you try meat on a stick? You know, they'd be selling it on the corner. You
no,
weren't really
I didn't.
Sure what it was. We always called it monkey meat, which I didn't care if it was monkey or not. It tasted good.
You know, every time I've been over there, I've been with kind of a unique group. I'm serious. You know, I was with the Secretary of Agriculture and some of these high-ranking entourage of people, you know. And we didn't really get into all of that. Well, you know,
you guys had cupbearers that would taste your food for you?
Just about. Anyway, how much time do I have here?
Take 2 minutes.
I've got 2 minutes. I don't,
two and a half, if you start now.
If I start now. Well, I don't know what to start on now. I blew the whole program. Okay, let's go to Backyard Wildlife Habitat. Why garden for wildlife? The wildlife, the National Wildlife Federation wants you to register your yard as a certified wildlife habitat. You can get your, Jeff, you've got little rabbits and stuff in your backyard. You can certify that. And hey, you'll get a lot of good out of this too. It's fun. You'll attract beautiful songbirds, cheerful. I didn't know butterflies were cheerful. You never hear them laugh. But anyway, other interesting wildlife to your yard. Watching wildlife can be fun. It's relaxing. The natural environment of your habitat will provide a peaceful place to relieve stress and unwind. If you go ahead and get your yard registered, I'll come out and unwind. How'll that be? Can you handle that? Now, you'll be rewarded, and not just with my presence when I unwind, but the National Wildlife Federation will recognize your dedication to creating a place for wildlife in the modern world. When your habitat is certified, you'll have a handsome, personalized certificate of achievement suitable for framing. And, you know, you make those pretty picture frames out of walnut, too. And if you don't have enough walnut, I'll get you some more walnut. Recognizing your yard as part of a national registry of backyard wildlife habitat sites. The National Wildlife Federation will also send a prepared press release to your local newspaper announcing how important you became by your certification. Once certified, you'll receive a subscription to the quarterly newsletter, which is titled Habitats, providing you with a steady supply of tips and projects to maintain your backyard wildlife habitat site year after year. If your yard is certified by National Wildlife Federation as a backyard wildlife habitat, you are eligible to order and post an attractive yard sign to convey to your friends and neighbors your commitment to wildlife conservation and the environment. As soon as you certify your yard or garden, you will automatically become a member of the National Wildlife Federation with full membership benefits, including a year subscription to the award-winning National Wildlife Magazine.
Sounds like Stream Team stuff.
You know, we came home the other night when we were down at Wildwood Lodge. Got home, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night or something, and hadn't seen a deer. I kept, my wife was driving, and I said, you need coming up this back way, you need to watch for deer. Hadn't seen a deer. When we pulled in our driveway, two of them ran right in front of her car, right out of our front yard. And happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.